This is Linda Naylor for ISIS. Crude prices dipped a little today, Monday, but Brent is still close to $80 a barrel and WTI is around 71.5. And this is causing some concern in downstream markets like polyethylene and polypropylene. Ethylene supply is long and propylene is on the tight side, but costs have risen by about €50 a tonne since May monomer contracts settled, and this will inevitably have an impact on pricing when contract discussions begin. Any movement in monomer will also affect sentiment in polymer, and with crude higher than it has been since November 2014, there's some concern that sellers will try to pass on some of the upstream costs to PE and PP. Indeed, one polyethylene producer has already stopped selling at early May prices and slapped a €50 a tonne increase onto new business this month. Exports of ethylene are expected to relieve the market of some length, but there is enough polyethylene in the market for everybody. At least this is the view of the buyers. Imports are lower in volume, netbacks are better in most other regions, and the recent weakening of the euro against the dollar has underlined that, but there are no shortages of any PE or PP grades in Europe at present. The arrival of imports from new US capacity has been slow so far, and no huge impact is expected until towards the end of the year and even into 2019. So the low prices currently trading in Europe have come mainly from local sellers, particularly in the polyethylene market. In PP, supply and demand are better matched, and there's no expected onslaught of new capacity. But in PE, it's a question of when material arrives rather than if. Some sellers are confident that higher upstream prices will lead to a turnaround in sentiment for June polyethylene and polypropylene, and that prices could rise. The gap between ethylene and polyethylene has been steadily decreasing for months, and there's very little, if anything, between net low-end polyethylene pricing and ethylene monomer at the moment. Monomer discussions are expected to begin in earnest next week, and uppermost in many minds will be the spike in crude and naphtha prices that producers just can't ignore. This is Linda Naylor for ISIS.